Today is Tesvav Marchash, which is the 4th of October. The Talmud should be as a schus for Elimelech and Yehudis.
Amen.
Okay. We're on page Tesvav in the Mavo Koli of the Elishur. And in the bottom paragraph, explaining the Chazal that originally Brachas, that they said in the Mikdash, just said Ad HaOlam, and then Ezra Sofer had to change it to Min HaOlam, Ad HaOlam, and he explains because there was a changing awareness or feeling in the world. It used to be that one couldn't deny the existence of Ruchnius and that there's another world. The question was whether people got confused and corrupted it in terms of Avodah Zarah, but they knew it was there. So we'll read again from the sentence like halfway through the paragraph. Otzmas ha'agasha ba'olam ha'ruchni, the might of the feeling of the spiritual world, hevil lidei te'uyos ba'avodah, it led to mistakes in how they served. Kitzitu benatiyas v'yichasu matiyas atzmois lekochos aruchniim levada yisbarach. They were what a chazal called kotzitz benatiyas, whatever exactly translate that. But they attributed independent identity to spiritual forces aside from Hashem, worshiping intermediaries. But they avol kfira haisabilti of sharis us. But it's impossible to deny that there is a Hashem and that there are higher forces that are subservient to Him. Ach b'bayis Hasheni, shuvlo hayigilu Hashchina mushlam. In the second bayis Hamikdash, the revelation of Hashem's presence was not complete. Hisava pirud bein ha'olam ha'nir le'inayim bein ha'olam ha'elyam. There's a separation between the world that's visible to the eyes and the higher world. So you could be unaware of it. You could deny it. One who contemplated and one who served could feel the unity of the two worlds, the connection between the two worlds, gam b'bayis hasheni, even during the second bayis hamikdash. Aval hargasha chushis bazeh shuvlo haisa nachlas kol adar. But an actual feeling, a perceptible feeling of this, was not the lot of the whole generation, meaning many people didn't have it. It was not natural, it had to be worked for, and even then, not necessarily.
But it was unnatural because Borchu's presence was less.
It was more hidden. It was more hidden. Yeah. Rak oz yachlo hatzidukim lomar ein olam ela echad. Only then could tzidukim say there's no world but one. It's interesting that what bad ideology sells in a particular time depends on a lot of spiritual framework, which is a frightening statement about our world. But so the tzedukim's denial of the other world could only take hold at that time. Ve'etzal umas olam hispashta chachmas ha'yavani ha'aru v'talmidu ha'rashom she'enim aminim el b'ma she'enim ro'os kibitu hiramban. In the larger world, the umas olam, it spread the chachma of it. This is a quote from the Ramban. I'm not sure exactly where, but you see similar wording among other Rishonim. The cursed Greek, talking about Aristotle and his students, who only believe in what their eyes see, as the Ramban's expression. And I see this reference at the end of the Sefer. I have to look that up. A belief in only an empirical and only a what you see is what you get world took hold then. It didn't exist in the world in earlier generations. Oz iskinu nusach barach Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam ba'ad ha'olam. That's when they instituted this language from the world to the world. They had to state openly that this world is not the only one. Lamideinu ala emes, to stand us on the truth, to establish us firmly on the truth. Ki olam ruchni elyon omed al gabay ha'olam hazeh ha'nir le'inayim. That a spiritual world above stands above this world that's visible to the eyes. The low rock and not only that, we should not deny the existence of that higher world, or to separate between the two. I guess that means one could be aware of it, but think it's so far removed that it has no relevance. Ella sheyesh lanu ladas mea olam hanister ad kedei emuna chushes, but rather we should know of the hidden world to the degree of an emuna that's with sense. You feel it. It's not some abstract, far out belief. I don't see it, I don't know it, but if you tell me it's true, I believe it. I won't sense it. That's the goal. I mean, that's what he's been talking about. Tapping into the hidden part of man makes him get tapped into the hidden part of the world. Only a person who's in touch with the Ruchnius can really praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's hidden in the world. That's the psukim Vakan Yashem Rafecha. Some places in a lot of times in the Ramban's commentary in Chumash, at the end of a piece, he'll say Al Derecha Emes, and then he says words, you could translate every single one of them, and you cannot explain any single one of them, because it's all Kabbalah. This is one of those pieces where the Ramban is saying something that's beyond us, but says Rav Volba, maybe when he uses this phrase, the mitzvahs were commanded to us from one world to another. That's what it means to connect these two. V'tiyazos kavonos kol ha-mitzvos. And this is the goal of all mitzvos, l'chaber as ha-olamos v'hayu la'achadim, to connect the world and they should be one. It's not just fulfilling a mitzvah, it's not just I believe there's schar, but this is supposed to connect these worlds that unfortunately to man are now like separated. It doesn't feel the one that's further away. Each mitzvah is supposed to bring them together. Kikol mitzvah mekarevus asanu l'olam haruchni. Every mitzvah brings us closer to the spiritual world. Mashrisho asanu sham, and plants us there, lays roots for us there. V'hakavana v'chol zeh. The goal with all of this is l'romim asanu, to elevate us me'al tfisa hagashmis, above the material grasp. V'hasheifa l'olam hazeh, and the yearning just for this world. And to illuminate this world of ours, v'gufeinu, in our physical existence, ba'ar elyon, with a higher light, v'noam, and it is pleasant, ziv kedusha schei ha'olamim, the radiance of the holiness of the one who, I would translate it as the one who gives vitality to all of the worlds. Tkufas abayis hasheni mugderes buzet. The period of the second Beis HaMikdash is defined by this. That after some contemplation, they discerned, meaning they saw it, they felt it, the unity of the two worlds. Churban habayis hasheni poseach tkufa chadasha bedargos klal Yisrael v'avodaso. The destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, the second Beis Hamikdash, opens up in klal Yisrael a new level in a new era in klal Yisrael and its avoda. Mikdash Rishon Mipnei Macharev Mipnei Gimel Dvarim Shehayu Ba V'Rezar V'Gilaras Shvichas Dam. The first base is Chazal. Chazal say the first base of Mikdash, why was it destroyed? Because of the three things they had, V'Rezar V'Gilaras Shvichas Dam, the three cardinal Averas. Avol Mikdash Sheni Shana B'Kiyam Bo Shehayu Oskin B'Torah V'Mitzvos V'Gmilas Chasam Mipnei Ma'necharev. Chazal posed the question, the second base of Mikdash, where we know what was going on, and I'll emphasize it was revealed on the outside, the character of Klal Yisrael. They did mitzvos, gemilas chasadim. Note, gemilas chasadim. Ibnei man nachar, why was it destroyed? Ibnei shehaisa bo sinah schinim v'chulu. Because they had sinah schinim. Rabbi Yeshua v'vlozad amri travai, rishonim shenizgala avonim nizgala kitzam, acharonim shalom nizgala avonim lo nizgala kitzam. The first one where their sin was revealed, so the end of the Gaulus was revealed. It was a limited time. The second Beis HaMikdash, where the sin was not revealed, so the Keitz is also not revealed. We still don't know when does the Gaulus end. So he says a very deep idea here. Mevarim Chazal Bazeh. Chachamim are explaining with this. Shabbayis Hashem Necharav, Nation Necharav Olamo HaPnimi Shel Hadar. The second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because the inner world of the generation was destroyed. L'umas habayis harishim shesham nechshelu ba'averus chamuras ma'od. As opposed to the first Beis HaMikdash, where what they did wrong was very severe. The three big averus are very severe. Aval olamam ha'panimi lo harsu avonos eila. But their inner world is not destroyed by these sins. This person is basically spiritually intact, but does bad things. Hold on. Huh? Nisgala avona, their sin was revealed. Sha'avon haya begiloi, the sin was out in the open. This is what we are. This is the thing we did. It's a terrible thing. But in the panemius of their hearts, they remain close to Amuna and Tshuva. The heart hadn't been changed. It did bad things. It's a terrible thing. But therefore, since it was revealed, the end to the Golus is also revealed. Golul is man mugbal, which really means they were exiled for a set amount of time. Chazru l'Eretz Yisrael v'asu Tshuva, and then they came back to Eretz Yisrael, and they did Tshuva. Ulam b'bayis hasheni, but in the second base of Migdash, ha'isa b'hem sinas chinam, there was sinas chinam, gratuitous hatred. So we often focus on the nature of sinas chinam. It's very bad, you hate for no reason, which is all true, but he's focusing on something else. It says they did chesed, they were gomle chasadim, and yet it says they had sinas chinam. It says lo nisgala avonim, it says their sin wasn't revealed. The nature of the sin was something that was hidden, which means on the outside I'm behaving one way, but the inside is corrupted. Their outer world, there was no pagan. If you look at the way Chazal described it, it looks like in the first base Amidash, you walk in the streets, you do an expose of what's going on, people's behavior, the first base Amidash would look worse. The second one, what's the problem? You had to search for it. So that means on the outside that he didn't see it. Shari Asku b'Torah mitzvahs, v'af b'gmilas chasadim, even chesed. But what's the problem? If the osek b'gmilas chasadim, but the sinas chinam, then something is very wrong. Avogam ma'iseh ha'chesed lo he'idu al ava shebelev. The acts of chesed didn't testify to love in the heart. Nimtzeinu l'meidim ki sinas chinam, she'i shorish ha'midas ha'ra. Sinas chinam, which is the root of all bad midos, techriva olama ha'panimi. Destroyed their inner world. And that's what destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. Nisgala b'zay yisod gadol. A deep fundamental concept is revealed by this. Midos rose, hein hein churban olamo ha'panimi shel ha'adam. Bad midos are the destruction of the inner world of a person. He's doing everything he's supposed to be doing, but really he hates the other guy.
It's hard to understand how. Well, I understand by shame. Understand what he's saying, but bias reason that how can a person's inside be intact with murder?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think murder is the hardest one, but the big hate to horror is at least for the other two, they had. And murder could be when it's justifiable, murder could be when the person justifies it. Shaul wipes out Novi or Cohen. I don't think it means murder, like the guy stole my parking space. It means in a way he thinks this is a justified battle that I'm fighting.
So, but the other two you're saying is Yitzhar and that's.
A strong Yitzhar for Avodah Zarah, which really stemmed from yearning for Ruchnias that was corrupted, as the Rambam writes. But basically, the connection to spirituality was there. They did terrible avarice, they misjudged things and they had ulterior motives and so on, but the connection was there. By its pain, it's like we lost the inner core.
So what is that as an expression of Ruchnius, basically?
Yeah, the whole Ruchnius was lost. It's like, you know, you suddenly lost your Wi-Fi and you still think you're going and the whole thing, the computer looks the same, but there's nothing there. That's what he's saying, that's an amazing thing. All right, we'll continue tomorrow. It's a shame.